of High Willing Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with
Maddie from the Callous Dow Boys.
And we're going to ask some questions today about their new EP, God Smiles Upon the Callous Dow Boys. Congrats on that, by the way. How do you feel about the response to it so far?
It's been amazing. This is the first release with this like kind of newish lineup that we have, so we're all really stoked on it. It's been our best release so far, I think, too, response wise. So yeah, we're all really happy about it.
Hell yeah, the EP fucking rips.
I can't praise it enough. This shit is so fucking good.
Thank you, guys. That's awesome. That means a lot.
And, you know, love seeing Pulses on there. We have known them for a very long time, and it is awesome to see them on an EP like this with a band like this. Just a great record all around.
Mm-hmm. We've been friends with them for years. I like randomly just like found them on Spotify, and I was like, why is nobody talking about this? Mm-hmm. So I started like just kind of bugging them on Twitter, and then we all just like became friends. And like the fact that we have something out there that's like a collab is so cool.
I love it. Hell yeah.
We love them.
And then obviously Carson being on their most recent record, it makes sense. I'm loving the crossover here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. So is there any meaning behind EP title or cover art?
The title specifically, really funny thing. So like I said, this is the first release that we have with this lineup. We kind of like we had to go through some growing pains and change our lineup a little bit, and the lineup that we have currently, we all started touring together at the beginning of like 2022, and we did a lot of our first like big like professional tours like before we'd only done like kind of DIY touring and stuff, and this was like the first time where there's like a tour manager that's telling you when you're late and like you gotta be there for load-ins at like the exact right time, and you gotta like do all these things, like you can't just like be a bum musician anymore. And we were touring in this like shitty little bus that I bought, and basically everything with touring, you gotta learn it the hard way. Mm-hmm. And we had every single thing just thrown at us, and including a lot of really good things though too. And basically anytime we kind of like had a win, even if it was like kind of small, like we were going through some shit, but anytime like we kind of came out and we were like, that was something good happened to us, we would kind of say God smiles upon the Callous Dow Boys. Mm-hmm. And that was like, it was a little inside joke just like between us, anytime someone gave us free weed at a show or free food or like yeah. Or we didn't die on the road that day, like you know, so that's where the title comes from specifically. This is kind of like a little nod to that we all like really got to bond as a group, and then we've gotten to make this thing as this lineup. But yeah, that's the meaning behind that.
And is there any meaning behind the cover art?
Yep. The cover art was done by our friend Nat Lacuna. They do a lot of our like shirt merch designs and whatnot too. They also have a band called the Holy Ghost Tabernacle Choir that I feel obligated to shout out as well. Very cool, awesome band. But yeah, I think the artwork was kind of like more of a vibes thing. We wanted this like really ethereal, like looked a little like heavenly, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like for the album artwork. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Let's see. So, because we had Dan, our now newish guitarist, whatever, in on this. A lot of it is like half of us live together, and our vocalist Carson, him and I have basically just been kind of attached at the hip and making music together for years now, and it's a lot of just kind of like a bunch of tiny ideas that come together eventually. I don't know if you can tell, but some of the song structures get a little like all over the place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's how to put it. Yeah, it's a lot of just like demoing out like tiny ideas at a time. And like there was one like specific day that was just dedicated to like writing the chorus of Pink Envelope. Which is pretty simple. Like, it's not like it was like our first time, like, kind of writing like a big chord, like chorus type thing. But like, Yeah, and then we would kind of just like build the little parts of the songs around it. A lot of our song structure is really following what Carson wants to do with vocals and whatnot. But yeah, and then our drummer Marty, he lives in South Jersey, so we just kind of like sent him the demos, and then like we really only see him when we're touring, or like he'll fly down every so often to like do content and rehearse with us and stuff. But yeah, we just like sent him the demos and like made sure we were all kind of on the same page about the time signatures and stuff like that, because sometimes that gets a little funky. But he got to like he's been performing with us for essentially a year and a half now, and he got to like write his own drum parts on the song. So that was really exciting. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
Fucking
Now,
awesome.
you can tell me if I'm crazy with this
Sure.
next question, but it listening to the EP now, obviously the last record was totally batshit, like just off the walls, fucking insane. This record felt like it was not more reserved, but like meant to be like slightly a little bit more palatable, like in the way that it was written. Was there like intention with that?
I think so. So, like, I don't know. Something about our band, we have a lot of like none of us are very purely like only fans of like metalcore. And like even though all of us do love this like kind of the math core, the chaotic thing, like all of us do love that, but like Carson and I's first band was like an emo band. Like we really wanted to sound like, I don't know, like Paramore but weirder. Like we wanted to have like or like Fall Out Boy or something like that. We wanted to have like kind of more of a like pop emo pop post-hardcore band. And I think like as we've kind of grown and developed as a band a little bit, and Carson's really like grown into his voice and like learning like what he's like as a vocalist, and like he's, you know, I think we're starting to touch back on like where we kind of left off, because we like ended that band because we were like, it's not going anywhere, we can't do anything like that cool. And then we started Dow Boys and like instantly just felt so much cooler about it. And I think the thing about this band that we constantly find out is that we can do whatever we want, like, and nothing feels out of place, like nothing feels weird. If we want to put a salsa part in the middle of a song, or like a bossa nova part in a song, or have like a breakdown that is like several octaves heavier than the rest of the song, you know what I mean? Like we can kind of like we've always just felt really comfortable that we can like take weird left turns and do whatever we want. And I think the newest left turn was like trying to see if we can do a little bit more like I don't want to say like radio friendly, because it wasn't really the goal. Like we genuinely just like stuff like pop and emo and like stuff like Fall Out Boy and whatnot, you know what I mean? That was like, if anything, that's where kind of the inspiration for that stuff comes from. But this EP is also definitely, like I said, because this is we changed our lineup a little bit, and we wanted to kind of have like, I don't want to say a test drive of this lineup, but like we definitely wanted to see like what it feels like when like this group of people makes music before we go into making like a full length record with this lineup. So we all kind of have some a little bit of practice, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
And going into this with, you guys had a handful of lineup changes in, in between the last record and this one. Was there any sort of like struggles to overcome within the writing process, bringing new people into the fold?
I mean, I don't think there's really anything that was like difficult about it. Like the reason that Dan is in the band is because like him and I were living together at first, and we were just like spending all of our time together, and I just like we would just play guitar together, just riffing on whatever. We weren't even like before we were in a band, we weren't like working on anything together, but like I just loved playing guitar with him. Like we just would have so much fun like sitting down and just doing whatever, whether it was like playing System of a Down songs or if I was sitting down to practice for Dow Boys stuff, he would like sit down with me and just like pluck along with me when I was doing stuff. And Yeah, I think also having like done a bunch of touring together, it kind of like made everybody really focus in on like what the mission is, where we all need to go. I don't think there's any real like struggles or growing pains too much with, especially considering we're happy with the results.
Yeah,
For
and
sure.
there was already a bond there before you guys started writing because you guys were stuck in a bus together.
Yeah, exactly. It
Yeah.
kind of like that's this is the easy part. The going out on tour and like sweating it out is the part that sucks, but
Absolutely.
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So what song off this EP took longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Ooh, I actually don't know if I could answer as to which one took the longest to write, because like I said, we'd get, it's kind of like a piece by piece thing. I'm trying to think which one would have the, I don't know. I don't know if I could fully answer which one would be the longest to write, because like I don't know where everybody else was on their pieces of it either. But I think my favorite is Pink Envelope.
Nice.
That's my favorite song, like I think we've ever written, and we've been playing it live on this tour that we're on right now, and it's just like I was so nervous to play it too, because there's like a couple of parts where Dan and I have to be like really in sync, and but it's been so killer so far, and people have been like responsive to it too, which it's like it's a relatively new song, and like sometimes people haven't like always like caught on to like stuff like that, but that one might be my favorite song we've ever written, and definitely favorite one on the EP.
I love it.
Hell
Hell yeah.
yeah.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Oh, man, okay. This one's a little tough because I don't write the lyrics. Because I gotta be honest, like Carson's pretty, you know, keeps to himself about. He's afraid we're gonna like make fun of him for the lyrics sometimes, I think, and
Oh.
I'm like, why do you think I'm here? Like, you know what I
Come
mean?
on, because I hate
Yeah.
your lyricism.
Yeah, well, I'm here because I clearly like what you're doing, you know? But
Exactly.
I hate to say that one of my favorite lyrics, and this can't be my favorite lyric, but it kind of is during Pulse's feature. There's a part where he says, "I be on my own conditions and terms." And just the delivery of it is such a smack in the face. Like, it's so awesome. That's probably one of the more standout parts of the EP for me, lyric wise. Carson's not gonna like that answer. There's plenty of lyrics. I don't know. I'm also terrible about like fans will come up to us at the table and they'll like be like, "Oh my God, that lyric that just like that changed my life." And I was like, "That's what he's saying?" Like.
You're I can't fucking hear him over the symphony every night.
I know. I'm like, because well, because also sometimes like screw, I like even my favorite bands like, so, sometimes I'll be like, this is my favorite song ever, and I don't know all
I'd be
the
in the
lyrics
pit
to it.
singing the wrong fucking words, yelling them with all the confidence
Full
in my,
confidence. Yep.
and people are just looking at me weird.
It's
It's like
humbling.
they don't, they're
Yeah.
not saying that. They're not
No.
even
No.
close to
Absolutely.
that.
There's an old song on our first full-length album, Die on Mars, where we have a feature from a friend, but he never gave us the lyrics for it, and he's doing like these really low like gutturals in it, and anytime we perform it, our bassist Jackie does it, and I asked him, I was like, "We don't know the lyrics, like do you know what you're saying?" And they're like, "I don't say anything, I just like go along with the rhythm of the part." And like we still perform this song like pretty regularly if we get to play long sets, but like we were literally talking about that the other day, and like it sounds sick. I just like whatever sounds cool is like that's just what I'm doing.
That's great. I
Exactly.
love that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
Ooh. I don't what do how do I put that? I don't know. We've kind of been like I said, I think this record was a lot about like us as a group and kind of like bonding and coming together a little bit more as a group, and also feeling like a little bit of a real band, we've kind of been just like kind of teetering on that point where it's like I could almost quit my job and not totally, like we could almost tour enough where we like make some money but like not all the time, like I think that's where a little bit of the headspace has been with all of us, is just kind of feeling like we kind of know that something really cool is in our sights and it's like just out of reach and we are still like kind of reaching for it. That's like general temperature of the room, I feel like I can gather. As for Carson's lyrics, I have no idea. That's the one thing I can't totally always
no
answer.
Fucking clue.
fair enough.
But yeah.
Makes sense. So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this EP for the first time? Should you in the car with friends in the dark with headphones on? Is it a workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
Ooh. What method? It could be like in the car with your friends, if you have friends with cool music taste.
Exactly.
Maybe
it's a requirement.
Maybe it could be smoking weed at home with your friends, rocking out, listening to it on vinyl, the very limited quantities that there are. I don't know if you could work out to any of our music. People do it, and they send us like weightlifters will like tag us in their videos where they're like just did like hit my PR listening to the Calis Cowboys. I'm like, that's awesome, but like, there's like 10 vibe switches happening.
Yeah. How do you keep up with
song.
That? Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can work out to our music because, like, between the tempo changes and like odd metered stuff and just making like a left turn to like a smooth jazz break. Like, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in 3 words. No more, no less.
3 words?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I want to say like stupid shit like butt rock. It's not butt rock. But I like,
Everybody's favorite butt rock band, the Calis Cowboys.
Yeah. But I think there's some moments where we're a little self-aware, but we're a little like, about it but like, on the CP.
But rock's awesome.
Oh my God.
Embrace it.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 3 words. I would say maybe like, I don't know. I don't want to say chaotic. It is chaotic. It always is. But like, I feel like I gotta throw that one in there a little bit. I feel like I always have to say fun. Like, I think if there's anything people could take away from a lot of our music, it's that we're a fun band. Even the parts that seem a little serious, like they're not that deep. They're not that serious all the time, you know? Maybe energetic. I don't know. I feel like this record is very like, or this EP specifically, a very like kind of bright and a little bit more like uplifting, I feel like, than maybe our past stuff. Like, this one, I don't think this one has any sad moments. Whereas like previous releases, there's definitely like, sorry, one or two like kind of more solemn moments. This one's pretty like upbeat and just like, it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
Maybe being like open-minded. Maybe. I feel like a lot of people will kind of just miss the point when they listen to us. And because they are like taking things super seriously, or they like think that music needs to be structured in like XYZ ways. And that's not what we do. It's never been what we do. And I don't know. And even on this, things are structured a little bit more traditionally, like not fully in pop structures, but like there's a little bit more of a structure to some parts of the EP that maybe weren't there before. And I think that's what I want, is like, because that's how I listen to music. I don't like, I never am listening to stuff and I'm like, they should change the structure to this. They should be having more of a chorus here. They should, it doesn't make sense that this part comes next. Like, I always, like, when I'm listening to stuff, kind of take artists for like like at face value what they are
Yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's what I would like for people to, when they listen to us, is that to just be a little open-minded and to throw out the rules, because we throw out the rules.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
I don't know, there's definitely a lot of parts that are hard to play that were like Dan being in the band now. He's like just an incredible guitarist, and I like most of my time being in this band, like Carson taught me how to play guitar so that way we could be in a band together. And I didn't learn guitar like literally up until this being in this band. I've just been kind of like learning as I go and
That's fucking
everything.
awesome.
And being with Dan, I'm like Dan in the band, I'm like, oh shit, like he like Dan's a fucking shredder, and like that's why, genuinely why I love playing with him and so much. But definitely some moments where I was like, I gotta get the fuck up a little bit, like
Yeah.
to keep up with him. But yeah, that was cool. Like a challenging thing. Dan and Marty, like being new to the band, we just got literally on this tour because the EP just dropped a few days ago. We got the physical vinyl copies of the EP, and neither of them have ever written or performed on something that's been printed on vinyl. So both of them like got to hold that the other day for the first time, and we're both really excited and we're really happy. But like, I don't like at this point, this is our third thing that we've released on vinyl. So Carson and I are a little like, yeah, of course we're gonna put it on vinyl. And then the two of them were like really stoked to be able to see that for the first time. And they're both more than deserving of musicians to like be able to say that they have that too. So
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
absolutely.
I love
Yeah.
that, you know, so many years later that the vinyl is still like the pivotal moment for a musician. Like it's
Yeah.
crazy how it goes from, you know, obviously it was vinyl and then it's CDs and now it's back to vinyl.
Yeah,
Fucking.
it made a comeback, but also I think definitely in like our community of music, it's heralded like a lot more, I think, than I think there's some genres where like they don't give a shit that much of a shit about vinyl, but like there's people who like will collect every single variant of like stuff that we put out,
I've done that
and
a couple times.
oh yeah,
Yeah.
you have.
Yeah. So since you're on tour, we gotta ask, what's been your go-to snack at a gas station or a rest stop?
Ooh, I'm addicted to those little Belveeta cookies. They're like old
Yup.
people cookies. I literally have, they're these. They're in the yellow
Nice.
package.
Yep.
Those, for some reason, they just kind of like they center me again.
For sure, yeah. Oh my God, the
It's
first time I had those, they were fucking mind blowing. It was crazy.
yeah, they're just like they're just the perfect little treat. They're not too like sugary or crazy or insane, and they're not like they're just nice and cheap too, or you can swipe them if you're slick.
Yep.
But ooh, those when we were in just in Canada, all their 7-Elevens have these little like wellness shots, and they have like lemon and ginger, like turmeric. They're like, and they're only like $2 or $3 or whatever, and I was obsessed with those, and I keep trying to find them here.
You're not going to find those in America, not at a 7-Eleven.
I know, I was like, who needs these in Canada that bad? I keep like every 7-Eleven, every gas station we go to, I'm like, please, somebody give me something like this. Those, we drink a lot of Body Armor, we drink a lot of Red Bull.
Yep. Got that Body Armor on me all the time. Yep.
Yeah, we like a lot of those. What else? Unfortunately, we eat a lot of Starbucks, I think. Like you really shouldn't, but like those the everybody likes stopping for that. What are the other fun ones? I've been obsessed with dried mango too. I've had like
Ah, damn.
three bags of it in the van.
Yeah.
So
That shit's
good.
good. Delicious.
Yeah.
Dang,
Yeah.
yeah. For the wellness shots, you might want to try like a Wawa, because they're always at Wawa. Yeah.
I will be on the lookout for those. Wawa keeps like regular full size. I would get this like guava juice at Wawa a lot
Oh
too.
my God.
Delicious. Yeah, I love a fun little fruity little drink.
Yep. See, this
Fun
is why
drink.
Wawa is always on top. Sheetz can't c fucking compete with that shit. No.
I don't know about that, but
Okay.
mostly because every Wawa that I've been to is in New Jersey, and like
What do you got against New Jersey? Tell
are
me.
y'all from New Jersey?
I'm from New
Okay.
Jersey. Glory's not.
I'm from Virginia. I have no stance in this.
It's the not pumping your own gas thing, and then like the first like few times that we were touring and we're passing through New Jersey, and it's like 3 in the morning and you gotta get gas and food and whatever, and there's like some guy bugging you. It's like
Gotta fucking talk to someone.
it just distressed me the first couple of times. I'm a Sheetz enjoyer
Oh,
personally,
I'm
and I
sorry
like
to hear
Buc-ee's a
that.
lot.
Okay, Buc-ee's is fair.
I've
I don't know.
only
Wawa's just giving me some weird vibes, but
that's crazy.
I've only ever had Sheetz once, but the pretzel roll changed the game for me. That's it. I'm a Sheetz
Oh yeah.
enjoyer through and
What the
through.
fuck?
If the closest one was not 200 miles into Pennsylvania from my house, I'd be there all the fucking time.
Oh yeah. No,
Dude,
they
we
have
were a
this.
Wawa's podcast. What the fuck are you
Didn't
on?
I literally tweet after I had Sheetz and I was like, this just changed my life.
I think I missed that completely, or I just blocked it. I saw it and I went, that can't be right.
I'm sowing discord in this podcast
I'm sorry you have to see this.
right
This is genuinely is breaking my heart a little bit. The
So,
fuck?
some about the music industry is people got opinions
Yeah.
on gas stations that serve food.
Oh fuck. So
That's
moving
funny.
on. On the topic of food, if the
Sure.
band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
Oh man. I'm trying to think of something that has every single ingredient possible in it. Like, what's the thing that has the most ingredient? I don't want to say like Rocky Road ice cream. Like ice cream that has a bunch of fucking bullshit in it. That's like that's what I kind of think of. There's just a lot of stuff packed into
Nice. Hell yeah.
it.
And for the last couple of questions, going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So, if you're on death row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
My last drink has to be a Coca-Cola. That's just it. I'm from Atlanta. I'm a Cokehead of sorts. Last meal. Oh, it would probably be like a big fat bowl of creamy ramen, you know, like with the egg in it and like pork and green onions, that kind of, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like an endless bowl of it. That would be my last meal probably.
Scrumptious. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. So if you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
Ooh. Oh, where would I Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
I want to live in the little village. I want to have an octopus as a best friend.
Yeah.
That's where I'd live.
Fuck yeah.
All
Fuck
right.
yeah.
And I've thought of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
Pink. I think I have to say pink. I just got my first custom guitar ever, and it's baby pink, and it's like my favorite thing ever. I'm so obsessed with it. I'm so
Okay, hell
excited that I
yeah.
have a guitar in my favorite color.
That's
Yeah,
fucking
that's fucking
awesome.
awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Ooh, listen to God Smiles Upon the Calloused Owlboys. Listen to us. Listen to our friends and pulses. Yeah, I think that's all we have. We're on tour with Protest the Hero until November 19th or November 17th, 18th, whichever it is. And then we're
Oh
out
nice.
in Europe in January to March 3rd, I believe, with Tesseract. So if you're
Nice.
European and you happen to be listening to this,
All
get on
right.
it.
Oh
Yep.
yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sound. It's been Maddie from the Calloused Owlboys, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.